Governor Cuomo touched a nerve with many educators and parents during his daily coronavirus briefing on May 5th.
You know, the old model of everybody goes and sits in a classroom, and the teacher is in front of that classroom and teaches that class, and you do that all across the city, all across the state, all these buildings, all these physical classrooms. Why, with all the technology you have?
Cuomo has since clarified that no technology can ever replace in-class learning, but many groups are still angry about his decision to work with the Gates Foundation. That's because it was a key player in developing the Common Core standards, and it has supported other controversial education policies, like linking teacher evaluations with student test scores. But some local parents are speaking out in support of the new effort, even as the backlash to its announcement continues.
Parents in Buffalo do not want to go back to a system that has not worked for the majority of parents in this city.
Duncan Kirkwood is a Buffalo parent who cites disproportionate suspensions of students of color and low proficiency rates in English language arts and math as evidence that the city's public schools aren't working for most students, the majority of whom are Black. He also says the nationwide pivot to remote learning has showed that transformation is possible.
It shows that in a time of crisis, school systems can change, and it would really be irresponsible of us not to explore in this time how do we come out of this in a way to move forward better.
That's also what Cuomo seems to be aiming for, even as he also publicly considers cutting state aid for schools by as much as 20%.
It's not about just reopening schools. When we are reopening schools, let's open a better school and let's open a smarter education system.
One person the governor is asking for help from in order to do that is Melody Baker, Director of Education at United Way of Buffalo and Erie County. On Friday, Baker was appointed along with 19 other education leaders across the state to serve on Cuomo's new Reimagine Education Advisory Council. And she's one of only two council members representing Western New York.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of pressure.
Even so, Baker says she's eager to make a difference while supporting teachers and public schools, including in Buffalo.
I'm really looking at this as an opportunity to rewire education in a way that it's meaningful for our students, for our teachers, for our families, to mitigate barriers into lucrative careers. I think that the silver lining in all of this is that we have an opportunity to start over.
As for the Gates Foundation, Baker says she doesn't have any more information right now about the role it might play. The governor's office also hasn't told the council when it's going to start working yet. But Baker does have her own vision of what it would mean to reimagine education.
I'd love to see smaller classrooms. I'd love to see technology being used within the classrooms in a way to really diversify learning. I see more social emotional supports, investments in early childhood.
And as a working mother, Baker also says she wants nothing more than to have her children back in a physical classroom come fall. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.